If you're looking for a vacation idea, you could spend your summer the way that Chris Epting spends his. Epting has visited hundreds of historic sites, the locations of events that we've all heard about, moments that define us as a nation. The place where Aaron Burr shot Alexander Hamilton, the theater where the FBI shot John Dillinger, the hangar that may have been a backdrop for the movie Casablanca, the town that became the backdrop for Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the auditorium where Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off a bat. Chris Epting turned his experiences into a guidebook. It's called James Dean Died Here, and it lists more than 700 spots where something famous happened, no matter how small. And he joins us now from Southern California. Welcome.
Hi there.
James Dean died where?
James Dean died in Central California between Bakersfield and a town called Paso Robles on Route 46. And it's not really marked today. The cover of the book says James Dean died here on a sign. We had a little fun with that. The sign says Bakersfield, Fresno, the two towns, but we decided to turn it into the title of the book. And he died at a little kind of Y intersection that remains to this day a fairly dangerous little cross there.
And this is a pretty wide-ranging list. We mentioned the spot in Weehawken, New Jersey, where Alexander Hamilton was shot by Aaron Burr. You can also go to the spot where Gary Coleman had altercations. I mean, it crosses a pretty wide range here.
Well, pop culture has become, you know, so widely defined as time has gone on. And it's funny that a lot of people will care almost as much as where the Brady Bunch house is as where Washington crossed the Delaware. You know, we are exposed to so many kinds of media all the time. So I think these things all jockey for position in our brain, which is why I thought, you know, I'd make the range of the book as broad as it is.
Where is the Brady Bunch house?
It is in Studio City, California. The address is in there. Don't bother the people. You can go take pictures, but I know the people in the house are fairly, if not fed up. They've seen enough people come up to the door and ask if Jan or Marcia are home.
There's some dispute, I gather, with some of these sites as to whether they're the correct site. I'm looking at the entry for Casablanca here.
Yeah, Casablanca is the one that kind of goes up and down. And based on everything that I researched, I really believe there's a little hangar at an old airport, it's called the Van Nuys Airport. And back in the 30s and 20s, they used to shoot a lot there. And parts of Casablanca, everybody agrees, were shot there. The one scene that's in dispute is the famous, you know, moment at the end where Bogart says to Bergman, you know, here's looking at you, kid, and they say goodbye. Now, some people will say, maybe a piece of it was shot there, maybe not. But everything I came up with points to it being shot there. I went out there myself with some production photos and lined it up, and I could see most of it, you know, there. But that's the moment. I wanted to include sort of a very iconic movie moments and locate the exact site. I mean, the other one that's a big one is where Marilyn Monroe's dress billows up in The Seven-Year Itch. You know, that is on a subway grating in New York City at 52nd and Lex, and you can go stand right on the spot where it happened.
Well, how do you find a spot like that? There are a million subway grates in New York City.
Yeah, well, you know, again, that's where, like I said, detective work becomes important. And it's interviewing people and talking to people and looking back at production logs. And, you know, the information's there in most cases. The challenge becomes, how deep do you want to dig? The one that I almost gave up on, but fortunately, you know, found the guy that had all the answers were, if you remember the movie North by Northwest, the Hitchcock movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where Cary Grant is chased by that crop duster, which I think they're supposed to be in the Midwest, like in Iowa or someplace.
Indiana.
But in fact, it was Indiana, I'm sorry. It was shot in Northern California in a small town called Wasco. And, you know, I wanted to find out precisely where that thing swooped down and where he was chased. It was getting tough. But then I was put in touch with the guy who actually flew the plane, who was a local crop duster that Hitchcock hired to do it. And he's like the last guy on the planet who probably has the answers to where that happened. So I spoke to him, and he clarified everything. So you get lucky like that sometimes with somebody who's, you know, maybe sort of the last piece of the puzzle.
Is there any difference in your mind between some of the kind of ridiculous celebrity spots and some of the grimmer spots in this book? There are spots connected to Patty Hearst, spots connected to the killer Richard Speck, on and on.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to make too many judgments on it. My criteria for entries in the book were, did the event enter some level of general consciousness? You know, if you were to stop a bunch of people on the street, would most of them have at least a passing awareness of the event?
I was about to tell some kind of a joke about the fact that you seem to have all this information jammed into your head, but it's disturbing because the more of it you lay out, the more I realize it's in my head, too.
Well, I think a lot of people, again, we don't realize, you know, the brain has a lot of storage space. And, you know, you can mention to somebody, hey, remember when Anita Bryant got hit in the face with a whipped cream pie? And they'll think, hey, you know what? I do kind of. And then so that's why I have the room where it happened, you know, in the book. So, you know, again, with how media has become, the amount of things we're exposed to, it's a lot different than it was 50 or 60, even 20 years ago, I think, as far as, you know, what we process and what we're exposed to.
Chris Epting owns an advertising agency in Southern California, and we want to mention that over the summer, here on All Things Considered, we will be visiting a few of the sites that are featured in his book, James Dean Died Here. Chris, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.